Hey, welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe, and I know your English will improve today. And friends, it is time for another festival. Where should we go to celebrate? How about let's go to Guizhou and visit the Miao tribe? The title of our lesson today is The Sisters Rice Festival, and love is in the air. Men and women participate in different games and perhaps find their future husbands or wives. But what if you don't like someone who is interested in you? How can you communicate that? That's something for you to find out from today's lesson with this question. How can a woman let a man know she is not interested? How can a woman let a man know she is not interested? You're going to find out. Friends, let's begin.
The Sisters Rice Festival. After meeting the men, the women send them home with a bamboo basket or handkerchief containing dyed rice and hidden items with symbolic meanings. For example, parsley means she wants to marry the man, but garlic or chili peppers indicate that she is not interested. Sometimes the woman puts a live duck or goose in the basket, which is a way of requesting a pig as a gift. The woman will raise the pig for 1 year, and then she and the man will eat it together at the next year's festival.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看 symbolic 这个形容词，我们看到这个字里面有 symbol, S-Y-M-B-O-L, 象征或标志这个名词。所以 symbolic 是指象征的或代表的。例如 ,the meeting of the two presidents has great symbolic meaning. 这两位总统的会面具有极大的象征意义。如果要说明作为什么的象征的话，是用 of 这个介系词。例如 ,white wedding gowns are symbolic of purity. 白色的新娘礼服象征着纯洁。继续我们看的是 indicate 这个动词。D-I-C 这个字根有说话的意思，所以 indicate 是指表明、表示或者是显示。例如 ,the rise in interest rates indicates the recovery of the economy. 利息升高表示经济的复苏。或者是 ,the man's behavior indicated that he might suffer from some mental problems. 这个男人的行为显示出他可能患有精神上的问题。或者是 ,the vital signs indicate the patient is still in critical condition. 病患的生命征象显示出他的情况仍然危急。
It's fine. This is great because there are so many different kinds of gifts that the women could give the men.
That's right. You know something, Gabe, speaking of gifts, I love receiving gifts.
Oh.
When people give me gifts, it makes me feel really happy. So any of you out there, if you ever feel like you want to give me a gift, I will receive it.
Good. Well, what would you like? Rebecca, I have a gift for you. My right hand or my left?
Let me think.
Right hand or my left?
Left hand.
Okay, good. You got my pen.
I got a pen. Wow.
Yeah.
What a beautiful gift.
Well,
now you don't have one.
Yeah, you're right. I might need it later, so I might ask for it back. But for now, let's get into our lesson, friends. After meeting the men, the women send them home with a bamboo basket or handkerchief containing dyed rice and hidden items with symbolic meanings. Now, I would prefer the bamboo basket rather than a handkerchief. I think a bamboo basket seems more unique.
I agree. I don't really see bamboo baskets around that often.
Yeah.
But I really like this phrase, to send someone home with, because this reminds me of the times when I used to drive down from college to visit my mom and dad. And after spending a couple days at home, my mom always sent me back home to my home in Virginia with lots of little goodies, food and baked goodies, and sometimes she would even send me home with a new shirt or pair of pants.
That is so cool.
Oh, I know. It's very cool.
My mom does that too.
Oh, there's something about moms. They like to send us home with goodies.
I love moms.
Me too, especially my mom.
I like your mom too, but I love my mom more. And I'm happy that Mother's Day is next month. We can celebrate it very soon. So our moms like to send us home with different things, especially treats like brownies and cookies. Whenever I go to visit, she makes too much. She sends me home with something.
Well, next time she sends you home with brownies, cookies, or cake, make sure you bring those goodies to the office and share them with us.
Maybe I will not let you guys know when she gives me something. So, just kidding. So we're learning about these different gifts that have symbolic meanings, okay? So they symbolize something. And friends, you see the word symbol or symbolic in our lesson? That is an adjective. And it symbolizes something. Symbolize is the verb form.
And there are different ways that you can use this word to symbolize. For example, I read something quite interesting, and I'm going to read it to you because it's my example sentence. The lighting of the Olympic torch symbolizes peace and friendship among the nations of the world.
Oh, very nice. Bravo.
What a beautiful example sentence.
Yes, it is. You know, Easter is coming up.
It is.
Yes, and a lot of people think of the Easter bunny, which symbolizes life because bunnies like to have kids, and they have a lot of baby bunnies. So, of course, Easter is about new life, and the bunny symbolizes life. I personally don't think it's the best symbol for life. But then there's Christmas, right? And you've got the evergreen tree. And that color green is also supposed to symbolize life. And we have evergreen trees that symbolize life. A lot of things symbolize something else, right?
And of course you have the candy cane that we like to put on Christmas trees. And the shape of the candy cane symbolizes Jesus.
Why?
Because the J stands for Jesus.
Oh, it's an upside down J.
It is. But then the colors of the the candy cane symbolize the blood of Jesus and purity.
Oh, very nice. Well, friends, I'm sure you could think of a lot of other objects that symbolize something. So, you know what we want you to do. Use this word. Talk about something that symbolizes something else. For right now, for example, parsley means she wants to marry the man. Ooh. But garlic or chili peppers indicate that she is not interested.
So, Gabe, well, you're a married man, so you wouldn't really fall into this category of actually going to this particular festival to find a wife. But it sounds like it could be quite depressing if a man were to receive chili peppers or garlic.
Are you kidding me?
What?
You could use chili and garlic to cook some really amazing dishes.
But it symbolizes that she doesn't want to marry the man.
He'll find somebody else. Maybe next year. Well, anyway, we read on here, sometimes the woman puts a live duck or goose in the basket, which is a way of requesting a pig as a gift. So if I want you to give me a pig, then I will give you a live duck or goose?
Well, I would prefer to have the live duck or goose rather than the pig. Yes.
Well,
we read, the woman will raise the pig for 1 year, and then she and the man will eat it together at the next year's festival. Sounds like there's a lot of interesting traditions that take place at this festival. Well, we have more to learn, but right now it's time for us to learn something with Ken and Carolyn in the Info Cloud.
Hello, friends. Previously on InfoCloud, we learned about stating the chance of something happening by telling the odds. The odds are 2-1. Now, there's another phrase that uses this type of number setup, but it has a different meaning.
Right, Ken. Here, instead of using the word odds, we use the word outnumbered. For example, the girls in my class outnumber the boys 2-1.
So for this construction, we need to say that something outnumbers something else, and then provide the numbers. But just what do these numbers mean?
Good question. In our previous example, the girls in my class outnumber the boys 2 to 1. It means that for every 2 girls in the class, there is only 1 boy.
So we could say that there are twice as many girls as boys in the class. Here's another example. The students outnumber the teachers 40 to 1. That means for every 40 students, there is only 1 teacher.
Wow. Now, something to remember with this structure is that you should try to use the smallest number ratio. So instead of saying, the white shoes outnumber the blue shoes 20 to 2, you should say, the white shoes outnumber the blue shoes 10 to 1. And of course, the larger number comes first.
一起来看 outnumber这个字, 自首 out 有着超越的意思。 比如说, outdo 胜过某人, outrun 跑得比别人快, outsmart 比别人更聪明, outperform 表现优于别人。 那 outnumber 就是在数量或人数上超过别人。 如果要明确地表示超过多少，可以再加上它的比例。 比如说, the girls outnumber the boys 2 to 1, 女生多于男生2比1。 另一个讲法就是, there are twice as many girls as boys, 女生比男生多一倍。 那这个句型呢, 也可以用来表示师生的比例。 比如, the students outnumber the teachers 40 to 1, 学生比老师多, 每40个学生, 才一个老师。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次再见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom. We're learning with a lesson called the Sisters Rice Festival, which takes place in Guizhou, China, and the focus is on men and women. Yes, love is in the air. And after meeting at this festival, sometimes you will get a gift. Maybe you're sent home with a gift. What is that gift? Well, depending on what that gift is, it could show how much someone cares about you or what they think about you, if they want you to pursue them or if they're not interested. Friends, we have more to learn about the Sisters Rice Festival right now.
The Sisters Rice Festival. One of several stories about the festival's origin tells of a girl and a boy who fell in love. The girl's parents wanted her to marry her uncle's son, as was customary at the time. She refused, and the boy likewise refused to marry anyone else. For a time, they could only meet in a field and pass hidden messages to each other through rice in a bamboo basket. Eventually, the pair overcame their parents' opposition and were allowed to marry. The Sisters Rice Festival is perhaps the oldest holiday in Asia that encourages love.
OK， 接下来我们看是 customary 这个形容词。我们看到这个字里面有 custom，C-U-S-T-O-M， 习惯或惯例这个名词。所以 customary 是指传统的、习惯的或者是惯例的。例如 ，In the old days， it was customary for couples to get married at puberty。 在以前，按照惯例，男女青春期的时候就结婚了。或者是 ，It's customary in Japan to take off your shoes when you enter people's homes。 在日本进去人家家里要脱鞋是一种习俗。最后我们看的是 opposition 这个不可数名词 ，op 这个字首有反对的意思 ，pos 这个字根有放置的意思，所以 opposition 是指强烈的反对或不赞成。例如 ，The girl faced her parents' opposition when she declared her intention to become a model. 这个女孩宣布她想要成为模特儿的时候，遭到父母强烈的反对。 如果要说明对什么的反对的话，是用 to 这个介系词。例如 ,people's opposition to the development plan grew stronger and stronger. 人们对于开发计划的反对越来越激烈。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Do you all like stories? I thought so. You will really enjoy this next part because we are going to learn of a story. I'll learn about a story, that is. One of several stories about the festival's origin tells of a girl...and a boy who fell in love. So sweet. Love really is in the air. The girl's parents wanted her to marry her uncle's son, as was customary at the time. That's terrible.
Wait, 那不是乱伦吗? Isn't that incest? I mean, maybe. I'm not sure. Frank, this sounds like it might be incest according to the standards of some people and some cultures today, right?
Yeah.That sounds like a terrible custom.
Well, it's not, though. I mean,
oh, it's not.
I mean, incest is, and that is when you have that kind of, physical relationship with someone in your own family, like your brother or sister or mom or dad, or, right? But however, in different cultures, maybe a cousin is not considered incest. Yeah.
Well, I guess maybe different cultures have different standards.
Right.
And so it's hard to judge whether or not it's incest based upon the different cultures.
Right. I think around the world, all cultures agree that if it's in your own immediate family, like your brother or sister, that is incest. But if it's a cousin, maybe it's not. And so I think it really does depend on where you visit in the world. But do you want to keep talking about incest, Rebecca?
No, actually, I was hoping that we could move on.
Okay, good.
Let's finish learning about this girl. Mm-hmm. Her parents wanted her to marry her uncle's son, because that was the customary thing to do at the time. She refused, and the boy likewise refused, meaning that he also refused. Oh, and the boy likewise refused to marry anyone else. For a time, they could only meet in a field.And pass hidden messages to each through rice in a bamboo basket.
There's that bamboo basket again. I would just love to get the bamboo basket. Forget the love messages and the romance. Just want that bamboo basket. That's so cool.
Gabe, why don't you just make yourself a bamboo basket?
Because I can't.
Why not? All you need is some bamboo, and then you weave it together.
That's
the
problem.
Boom! You've got a bamboo basket.
I don't know how to do that. So I really respect people who know how to make things like this. Well, this is an interesting love story, right, Rebecca? They didn't want to marry who their parents wanted them to marry. They really loved each other.
Indeed. Well, we see a phrase here that we would like you to learn.And no, and that is for a time. If you do something just for a time, that means that you don't do it forever. You just do something for maybe a short amount of time.
Okay, so we will talk about this phrase for a time, and then we'll move on. So let's go to the next sentence here. Eventually, the pair overcame their parents' opposition and were allowed to marry. Well, this is good. And this is a good word that we see in this sentence, and it's an important word for you to know, not only because it's a good English word, but because it carries a powerful message. What happens when you overcome something?
Well, if you overcome something, you defeat that thing, or you succeed in dealing with something very difficult. For example, there is this girl named Maggie. She is afraid of public speaking.She is so afraid of getting up and speaking in front of people. Well, after trying time and time again, she finally overcame her fear of public speaking.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
That's great. Friends, do you have any fears? You need to overcome those fears, right? That reminds me of basically all of the stories about Batman. He was afraid of bats when he was a kid, but he had to overcome his fear of bats.And one way to do that was by becoming Batman. Well, friends, this also makes me think of people with difficulties, right? Everyone has different kinds of difficulties, some more than others, or some more obvious than others, right? Like, do you know the story, or do you know Nick Vujicic, the guy with no arms and no legs?
Oh, he has had a lot of obstacles that he needed to overcome.
Exactly, and he has overcome them. And life is not easy for him now, but he has learned how to overcome and to enjoy and appreciate his life. So, friends, what kind of things are you facing? What do you need to overcome?
So rather than running away from that fear, sometimes you just need to face that fear, then you can overcome it. Well, anyway, we read the very last line. The Sisters Rice Festival is perhaps the oldest holiday in Asia that encourages love. So once again, love truly is in the air.
Wow, that's great. Again, this food looks amazing. If I were wearing those clothes, I might have to overcome some obstacles around my neck.
You just might need to do that. Yeah. Well, right now, it's time for us to review today's lesson with a review skit.
Yeah.
I always like to get first.
All right, well, you said it. You could have.
Welcome to the Sisters Rice Festival. We celebrate this ancient tradition, bringing men and women together. Enjoy the food, the gifts, and the music.
Young ladies gather wild flowers and use them to make dye, which we use to make sister rice, colorful and very nice.
And very delicious.
Ladies wear traditional costumes. My mother began embroidering this shortly after I was born. And notice my large amount of silver jewelry.
Well, I can't wait for the parades, the horse races, music, and the bullfights.
Oof. And remember, the real focus is the interaction between young ladies and young men from surrounding villages. They serenade the girls.
I know. In one traditional type of song, a man and lady take turns singing to each other.
If you make a mistake, you lose, and you have to give me a gift.
Yes, but I expect a gift from you, too, of comparable value.
So, let's sing. You start.
We celebrate this festival, but how did it begin?
The love between a girl and boy, maybe its origin.
They hoped that they could marry, but her family said no.
They refused to marry others, and their love began to grow.
They passed along their messages in baskets of bamboo.
Until they overcame and were allowed to say, I do. Isn't that a wonderful story?
Yeah, I guess. So, when do we eat?
Well, I'm going to remember to give you a live duck or goose if I go to the Sisters Rice Festival.
And you'll get a pig. Well, friends, thank you for joining us. We'll see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom.